namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So we continue reading this Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, entitled Krishna is the source of all incarnations, text 21. Tata saptadashe yataha satyavatyam parasharat chakre vedata roshaka dristva punso alpamedasaha tata saptadashe jata satyavatyam parasharat chakre vedata roshaka dristva punso alpamedasaha. Please chant. Tata saptadashe yata satyavatyam parasharat chakre veda sarvasaka dristva punso alpamedasaha. Tata saptadashe yata satyavatyam parasharat chakre vedata roshaka dristva punso alpamedasaha. Tata saptadashe yata satyavatyam parashara chakre vedata roshaka vrishta punswalpa medasa tata saptadashe yata satyavatyam parashara chakre vedata roshaka dristva punswalpa medasa. Sakshirata satyavatyam parashrat chakre vedata roshaka vistra punso varesa. Matthias, please. Tata saptadashe yata satyavatyam parasharat chakre vedata roshaka vapunso pamedasa. Tata saptadashe yata satyavatyam parashara chakre vedata roshaka drishtva punswalpa medasa. Tata saptadashe yata satyavatyam parashara chakre vedata roshaka dristva punso alpamedasa. Word for word. Tata. Thereafter. Saptadashe. In the 17th incarnation. Jata. Advented. Satyavatyam, in the womb of Satyavati. Parasharat, by Parashara Muni. Chakre, prepare. Vedataro, or the desired tree of the Vedas. Shakaha, branches. Drishtva, by seeing. Pumsa, the people in general. Alpa medasaha, less intelligent. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Thereafter, in the 17th incarnation of Godhead, Sri Vyasadev appeared in the womb of Satyavati through Parashara Muni, and he divided the one Veda into several branches and sub-branches, seeing that the people in general were less intelligent. Please repeat. Thereafter, in the 17th incarnation of Godhead, Srila Vyasadev appeared in the womb of Satyavati through Parashara Muni, and he divided the one Veda into several branches and sub-branches, seeing that the people in general were less intelligent. Purport. Originally, the Veda is one, but Srila Vyasadeva divided the original Veda into four, namely Sama, Jayur, Rig, Atharva, and then again they were explained in different branches like Adipuranas and the Mahabharata. Vedic language and the subject matter are very difficult for ordinary men. They are understood by the highly intelligent and self-realized Brahmanas. But the present age of Kali is full of ignorant men. Even those who are born by a Brahmana father are, in the present age, no better than the Shudras or the women. The twice-born men, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, are expected to undergo a cultural purificatory process known as samskaras. But because of the bad influence of the present age, the so-called members of the Brahmanas and other high-order families are no longer highly cultured. They are called the Dvijabandhus, or the friends and family members of the twice-born. But these Dvijabandhus are classified amongst the Shudras and the women. Srila Vyasadev divide the Vedas into various branches and sub-branches for the sake of the less intelligent classes like the Dvijabandhus, Shudras, and women. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjanan Shalakaya Chaksurum Militanjana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Vatale Simati Viravahu Prabhuriti Namni Sri Sivri Nnada Virapada Pankaya Dini Prabhupada Nama Shivrahe. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Vatale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namni Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Brahani Prashi Dunadi Parcharine Nirvisesa Sinavadi Paschata Risatarine. Hare Krishna, thank you everyone for being in this Srimad Bhagavatam class. So here is described the 17th incarnation, that is Srila Vyasadev. He was born from Parashara Muni in Satyavati. Now, who is Parashara Muni? Parashara Muni was the grandson of Vasishtha Muni. Vasishtha Muni was created by Lord Brahma from his breathing. Then Vasishtha had married with Arundhati, and from Arundhati, a sage was born. His name was Shakti Muni, and from Shakti Muni, Parashara Muni was born. It so happened that Shakti Muni was killed by a Rakshasa when Purasha was just a child. So Vasishtha Muni raised it. So this is all, this describes also the one time his ashram was attacked by Sundakoits, and he was wounded in his leg. So for this reason also was called the limping sesh. He describes, he doesn't too much information about him, but only about his birth and his death, that one time he was passing through a dense forest and he was attacked by a pack of wolves. And being in old age and also lame in one leg, he couldn't run away. So it's described that he merged into the wolves. I don't know what exactly that means. If he was eaten by the wolf or he just fused himself into the wolves. But in any case, that was the end of the story. So now about Satyavati. Satyavati was, at the beginning, was her name was Matsya Gandha. Matsya means fish. And Gandha, fragrance, aroma. So the reason was, is because she was born from a fish. And so happened that his father was the king of Chedi. His name was Vasu. And one time Vasu was wandering by the Yamuna, and he saw two fish mating. And from this sight, he became lusty. And from this lust, he discharged semen. So this semen fell into the water. And so happened there was a fish. And this fish collect the semen. But this fish was no ordinary fish. She was an apsara, a celestial lady, who was cursed, turning into a fish. So happened that Satyavati, she grew up in the womb of the fish. Then it doesn't describe exactly what happened, but she was raised by a fisherman. I just speculating that the fisherman, maybe he catch the fish and he saw a Satyavati in the womb and he got it. So the fisherman was Durasharaj. He also has the business of ferryman. He used to have a boat and help two travelers to cross the river Yamuna from one side to the other. So he also engaged her stepdaughter, Matsya Gandha, in this business because Dasharas, he knew that many travelers were sages, and in this order, Matsya Gandha can get blessing from them. So it so happened that one time, Parashara Muni was in traveling, and he came upon this place, and Matsya Gandha helping to cross the rivers in the boat. So while we're traveling to the other side of the river, Parashara Muni developed some attraction for Satyavati, Matsya Gandha, and he became so lost after her, and he proposed to her to have union with him. But Matsya Gandha, she refused because she protested and saying that she was a maiden. So Parashara Muni told her that don't worry, he will, after having a child, he will keep his maiden. And then, I'm sorry, her maiden. So happened, she also said that too many people around in the river. So Parashara Muni created a dense fog. Nobody could see them. So he fulfilled his desire. And then he creates also an island. So they went to an island. And in the island, a baby was born. It's described that he grew up to his adulthood. That's described in the Mahabharata. He grew up to adulthood immediately. and told to his mother that whenever she need him, she just think on him, and he would immediately appear before her. So then he went away. Satyavati was very lucky. He doesn't have this, go through this trouble to changing diapers and all the things. So after that, Parashara Muni left. And then Satyavati also left and continued his business. But before, he blessed her with the name Satyavati because he changed his... because she was smelling like a fish. But Parashara Muni blessed her that he was have a sweet aroma from her body with musk. So somebody can smell it from 8 miles away. So this happened. This is the 17th incarnation of Vyasadeva, and the mission and the purpose of his oncoming is described in the Vayu Purana. He had different names because since he was born in the island, he was called Dvaipayana. Dvaipayana means island. And because he has a dark complexion, he was called Krishna. And also because Krishna means black in Sanskrit. But also, he is incarnation of Krishna. And he was called Vedavyas because he divided the Vedas into four. The same word Vyasa means divided. So in the Vayu Purana is described that there were previously had been 27 Vyasas, but when the 28th Vyasa appears, he becomes Vishnu. He is from Krishna, this incarnation of Krishna. So this means, I assuming, that the previous 27 incarnations were Jiva Tattvas. Only this incarnation that is now in Kali Yuga is Krishna Tattva, Vishnu Tattva. So Prabhupada described in the purport that originally there is one Veda. There was one Veda. And in some classes Prabhupada said it was the Yajur Veda, and some others say it was the Atharva Veda. But in any case, in Satya Yuga and the old previous ages, there was no need for scriptures because everybody has sharp memory, and they can memorize the entire literature only by hearing from his spiritual master. But Vyasadeva, since he was the incarnation of God, he was Trikalagya. He could see past, present, and future. So he could see the deterioration of the memory from the people of Kali Yuga. It's in the same verse he described this, the word Alpam Medasa. This means very less intelligence, short intelligence. Alpa means meager, little bit. And Madasa? This is intelligent. So he described also by the great sages how the qualities of the Kali Yuga men in this verse is Pranayir Payusa Savya Kalausmin Yugayana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Vyaga Vagya Upahrita Upadrita. That they say this in Kali Yuga, the men has very short lives. Pranayir Payusa. The word Alpa is again there. Alpa means very short, very small. Yusha means life. Savya Kalausmin, that's very quarrelsome. Manda, they are very lazy, especially in spiritual life. Manda Sumanda, they are misguided. And Manda Bhagya. Bhagya means, the other version of Bhagya is Bhagavan. That means very fortunate. They are very unfortunate, very unlucky. And above all, he said, Upadrataha, they are always disturbed. With all these bad qualifications, the persons of the people in Kali Yuga were not able to understand the philosophy of the Vedic scriptures, and this for this reason is explained even in this verse that Vyasadeva divided and explained it in branches and sub-branches, the Vedas. Also, it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but this Sutta Goswami that the mysteries, one of the other reasons what Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Vedas is to mitigate the mysteries of the living entities. Anartho pasaman sakshat Amartu pasanam shakshat bhakti yogam adokshaya lokasya janato visvan chakre satatta samhitan. That the miseries, the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. See, the mass of people don't know this, therefore Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Vedas, which is in relation to the absolute truth. So they continue saying, Yasyam vai shruyamaya yanam a Krishna parama purushe bhaktir utpadyata pumsa shoka moha em bhayapaha. It is said that simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling of devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, sprouts at once, you see, the fire that extinguishes shoka, lamentation, moha, illusion, and bhaya, fear. So this is the purpose of which Vyasadeva give us this Vedic literature in order to help the suffering living entities to get rid from this shoka, moha, and bhaya. Because it's described that the life of the demigods is characterized by ending enjoyment. So the demigods, they never get sick, they never get old. So just can imagine, and they live thousands of years. They die, but in the meantime, the enjoyment is unlimited. They don't even have to wash their clothes. They don't need washer machines because their clothes never get dirty. Just imagine how life is there. And also it's explained that the animal life is characterized as constantly fear. You can see in the jungle how the animals are struggling for looking for food. And most of them are carnivores. This is described in the Bhagavatam. Ahastani sahastanam apadani chatuspadam falguni tratta mahatan jivo jivasya jivanan. This is a famous verse from Sura Prabhu, that the hastani, those who are devoid of hands, are pray for those who have hands. Apadani, those who have no legs, are pray for the four-legged. And the weak are the sustenance of the strong. And the general rule holds that the one living being is food for the other, for the another one. So how in this state of consciousness the poor animals always in fear, because even though they just spend, if you watch some documental about the animals, they are always eating, they are always searching for food, they are always mating and taking care of the offsprings. That's the only business of the animals. Therefore the human civilization is called dvipara pashu, because look, this human civilization is only based in that goals, that eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So therefore the animals in constant fear, because what they eating, they are always aware that some another animals will come to eat them. So the human life is very special, because its castra is characterized by constantly lamentation. They are always lamenting. Also, the onset of the Bhava Gita, it begins with this, the lamenting of Arjuna. Arjuna, Arjuna was in a state of confusion. In the Sanskrit language, the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called Vishada Arjuna Yoga. Vishada means lamentation. And Krishna, the first instruction from Krishna to Arjuna is you should not lament. Ashochang ambasochastrang pragya vadans chavashase gata summa gata sumscha nanu sochanti pandita. The word socha appears 3 times in this verse. Ashocha ams ambasochastwan nanu socha anti. Socha means lamentation. You should not lament. And the Bhagavad Gita begins with this instruction to Arjuna, you should not lament. And also, the concluding message of the Bhagavad Gita ends with the same instruction. Masuchaha dharmas dar sarva dharmam parityaya mai kansharanam braya aham tvam sarva pavivyo moksha ishami masuchaha. Sucha, the same word, soka and socha. And Vishaya, the same means, all lamentations. The all meaning is lamentation. And it's translated in this verse as, don't worry, do not lament. Because Vyasa wrote this Veda with these purports, to destroy our moha, shoka, and bhaya. Because this Vedic literature had the power to destroy, to set us free from all these miseries. I was instructed to finish very early because I have so much to say, but there is no time. Probably in the next class, I will say something more. The reason is we are going to, today is the appearance of Govardhan, and we are after class to circumambulate this Govardhan. Just I'm going to say something very briefly because time factor. I'm going to speak something about the etymology of the word Govardhan. Go means senses, also means cow, and Vardhanam, increasing, and also it could give pleasure. So it can be translated as the one who gives pleasure to the cows, or the one who increases our senses for serving, for loving service to Krishna. That's the etymology. Anyway, I think I will end there. Because we are going to circumambulate Govardhan. So, there is any questions? Okay, thanks so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vyasade ki jai, Govardhan puya ki jai, Govara premanande, Kripo.
Thank you, Maharaj. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,